Back in the day, as they say today, particularly in a long-ago Brooklyn, New York, where our story begins, many African-American families were headed by hard-working fathers and homemaking mothers who lived in brownstone homes on tree-lined streets in neighborhoods that were clean and safe for kids and adults alike. It was a time when going to Prospect Park, Coney Island, or Ebbets Field to see a baseball game were summertime highlights. A Saturday matinee at the movies would include a double feature, action serials, several cartoons and newsreels of people and events around the globe, and a few oddball believe it or nots, all for only 25 cents. Back then, comic books still sold for only 10 cents, and receiving your first library card was a thrill. The whole borough of Brooklyn was still feeling the loss of their beloved Dodgers baseball team to faraway Los Angeles. And jazz and rock and roll were the height of cool.